A lot of people talk about the most important commodity being money, but we really know that the most important thing in life is actually time that you don't get back. That's what I love about Saddlebrook, Kyler. I don't know if you've noticed that when people walk in, they feel at peace. And I love that. And tell me, how were you able to develop such a culture where people feel safe? They feel okay talking about what they really want and they feel heard.
It's just amazing when God gives you an opportunity to change people's lives. He changes yours first so you can help others. And then there's a quote by Jim Rohn that says, "Let me help you and then you help me." But he said, switch that around and says, "Let me help me for you so you can help you for me."
It just helps production out back know exactly what your change orders are.
Kyler, what's up, man? Welcome back to the Tiny Home Podcast, powered by Saddlebrook. But guess what, Kyler? What people don't understand is this is the number one Tiny Home Podcast in the world.
That's the most exciting thing.
And that's crazy, because guess what? Now is episode 13.
We made it.
We made it past 12 episodes, 13 episodes. And you know what's crazy? Before we start off the podcast, there's like a statistic, I think Hormozy was saying, correct me if I'm wrong, if you know the number, people quit after 10 podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're still going.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, is to just be consistent at it and to keep going. But if you have a big why behind it, and that's the reason we keep on going, is to provide our audience, you guys that are watching this right now, the most, like, everything about a tiny home, everything about modular homes.
That's it.
And everything that is going on with the industry. So I'm glad to be back. Glad you guys are watching it. You're making it possible for us to do this, to bring education, inspiration back to America. That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah, I love it.
And I think the reason why we love to do this is because we genuinely love to help people.
Yeah.
People come to us for all types of reasons. I mean, whether their house burned down, whether they're doing communities, whether they're first-time home buyers. Whether they're young or sitting on their money. I mean, we just have a wide variety of people that we help. Mm-hmm. And I love that every home that we build is specific to them.
Yes.
Yeah, we literally have something for everybody in any situation. And I love that. Yeah. And you know what's so funny with these hurricanes? Well, the hurricanes are not funny, but what is interesting and almost alarming is that life just keeps getting more expensive every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a promise to keep them updated in the industry. And what is happening with material costs right now and with the hurricane going on in North Carolina, Florida?
I mean, anytime there's a hurricane, what is the, you know, your most, like, most important commodities go up, you know, OSB goes up and materials are just going to go up, right? And what we're seeing now is materials have they've come up a little bit, but I haven't seen just a big influx, like it's like going shooting straight up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. It might be because we're getting into winter months where it's hard. If you're building on site, it's hard to build a home when it's raining or when it's snowing or anything like that. So you're not going to see, I don't think you're going to see that influx of like a huge amount of homes being built right now in the winter times. And now in the spring times, I think it's going to get crazy because they're saying we're 3 to 4 million homes behind in America. So builders, we don't have enough builders. We're going to need to really like go after it. So I'm expecting, if inflation doesn't come down, if we don't get our country turned back around, I see materials going up sooner rather than later.
That's you know, it's a hard topic to talk about only because, dude, let's talk about the investor, the first time home buyer. It doesn't matter whether you're buying 18 homes or one home. I mean, it's going to affect you. Yep. So the same product that you can buy now for $60,000 is going to be $70,000, $75,000 if all goes wrong. Is that what you're saying?
100%. So like, what do they say when you know, if you're going and you're paying cash for something or whatever, date the rate, marry the payoff, right? So the best time to buy is now. I mean, that's just, that's just the world that we live in. If you look at the last 100 years of like homes, and that graph is like straight up.
Straight up.
It's straight up.
It's always a safe investment to buy a home.
It's an asset.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it that way, because let's say, because it's just a part of like starting to build generational wealth.
Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it.
So let me ask you a question. It's funny that you said asset because it segues into the question I wanted to ask. Investors that are sitting on their money right now, why would buying a plot of land and building a tiny home park be beneficial to them right now?
That's a great question because, like, I'm 25 years old. I remember buying my first real estate property, and I'm like, I didn't know, you know, is this the right move or is this not?
Yeah.
And that was 4 years ago. Right. At that time, I was 21 years old and I bought my first rental and I didn't even know what I was doing, but I knew that I just needed to make the step in the right direction because all these people around me are telling me, hey, get real estate, you know, invest in real estate, invest in real estate, invest in real estate and get some rental, you know, get some mailbox. They call it mailbox money.
Well, right. Explain what that is. What's mailbox money?
Mailbox money is, let me, and I'll make this real quick. I'll give you the fast forward story. Mailbox money is money. Let's say I buy a house and my payment on it is, or if I pay cash on it, let's say that rental check is $1,000 a month. Well, if I have 20 rentals coming in, that's $20,000 a month mailbox money that just automatically, it comes in every single month.
Wow.
So that's the way I look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I remember buying my first rental and I'm like, everything that's going through my mind, am I making the right decision? Am I doing the right thing right now? And I can't be more happy that I made that decision then, because 4 years later, that house has gained over 30 or 40,000 in equity, and me not doing anything.
Right,
I'm not working any harder.
It's like a savings account that's producing money. 100%. Investment account.
100%.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And let's say, what are the first steps to investing in a tiny home? What would you say? Let's say someone has a plot of land. Really, what is the first steps to buying a tiny home?
Of course, I'm going to look at ROI, return on investment. So I'm going to go first things, hey, if my land isn't developed, what is my all-in cost going to be? I'm going to look at, so the 1% rule, if I pay $100,000 for something, I'm going to need to at least rent it for $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So that's number two. Can I rent, can I get the rental income that I need to, for the, you know, to pay for the investment? So a lot of investors, they take out a big loan. Some investors, they just pay cash. Of course, if you can pay cash for something, a lot better, right? So that's two things that I'm going to look at is how much is the development going to cost me? How much is the safety system? You know, if you don't have all those things, and then my all-in costs, can I get the rental income to support that amount of, you know, that amount of investment? Yeah.
And what all goes into the development process of the land? What all do you need to have?
Yeah, that's a deep question because it's different everywhere that I've seen for different investors because, you know, you have a plot of land and it's undeveloped. You're going to have to build roads. You're going to have to build, you know, you got to bring in water. You got to bring in septic systems.
So roads, septic systems, electricity.
Electricity and water meters. And
yeah,
you got to do those things. And if you're inside city limits, it's different. If you're outside city limits, it's different. So looking at all those different avenues of things that you have to do, it's honestly looking at where you're at and then assessing it from there. You got to plot, you know, if you got 10 acres, you got to plot it all out, right?
And what's the sweet spot of how many homes to have in a park from your experience? And also I would add, what sizes should investors look out for that are most profitable?
That goes back, that's a great question, because it goes back to what is the demand that they're trying to invest in?
Yeah.
What is the city that needs, like, does your city need 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes? So I look at both of those and saying, hey, is there a certain size that I would go with? Because if, I mean, three sizes. If I'm going for 1-bedroom, 1-bath, I'm going for a 12 by 32. If I'm going for a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, I'm going for a 1640, 1644. And if I'm going for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, I'm going 18 by 60.
Okay.
Right? So depending on what your city need, your needs and wants are, I'm going to determine what I'm investing like in a 3-2, a 2-2, or a 2-1, or a 1-1.
Yeah.
But I've seen to get the most rent, I've seen the 2-2s do the best.
2-2s. And what size would that be? Are we
1652 or 1852?
1652, 1852 is the perfect square footage. Yeah. And I've seen people put these like on a gravel pad. Do you recommend a gravel pad or should they put, what all types of pads can you put these homes on?
Depending on if you get a 30-year mortgage, if you're trying to sell it, if you get a 30-year mortgage, it's got to have a concrete pad. But okay. If you're an investor like I was, I put it on a gravel pad
Yeah.
because I'm looking at the my return on investment. I'm looking for my ROI. What is the most ROI? What is the best decision? Like, what is the best investment that I can make that's going to make my dollar the most dollars?
Absolutely. And what's the difference between a gravel pad and let's say a concrete pad for those?
Well, who gravel pad's going to cost you about $1,000, and the concrete pad is going to cost you, you know, for an 60,000 square feet, anywhere from 8 to 10,000.
But does that mean the gravel pad isn't as strong? Is that what you're kind of getting?
Yeah, I mean, you might have to re-level every 4 or 5 years, but, you know, as an investment, that doesn't cost that much. So
yeah,
you're figuring in all those costs in your investment when you're doing it.
Absolutely. And you know, Kyler, I'll say we work with multiple investors right now because it's just the perfect time to invest. People have been sitting on their money. They don't know what to do. And they've deemed that, you know, buying tiny homes and building communities or residence models.
Modular homes.
I mean, is profitable, but not only for the investor, but even the person buying one home. So it's crazy that when you buy your home, put it on your piece of land, it's insane. But our homes are averaging like $30,000, $40,000 off the rip in equity, which is insane. So yes, if you want to buy 10 homes and you're a accredited investor, sure, yes, 100% we will work with you. But the crazy part is if you're only going to buy one home, you're literally making an investment in yourself.
100%.
So here's kind of what I want to talk about. So people who have invested with us, people who have put their life savings, they have trusted us with their life savings in order to produce a home that's going to generate the money. I've seen them go with three options: shells, 75% finish, and finish outs. What's the difference for those who don't know what we offer?
So a shell is going to be what I call just four walls and a roof, and you know, your exterior is done. So I call it in the dry. So nothing on the inside is going to be, you're going to see four walls, which is your exterior walls and your studs. That's all.
And that allows people to do their own plumbing, electrical.
Tons of people that come in, they say, hey, I think that I can do it faster. I think I can do it at a better price. Or the other day we had someone come in and they just wanted to do it, like do something for their wife.
Absolutely.
Right. So we have that customization that, you know, once you get something in the dry with rainy season coming up, perfect time to do that. Doesn't matter because you're already in the dry. Everything is dried up. So you can come in there, do sheetrock and whatever, and you can build this thing out yourself.
Yeah.
75% is electrical, plumbing, interior framing, spray foam, all that's done. It just takes it to a closer like place to where, you know, you might, let's say you're 500 miles or you're 100 miles from the closest city or where there's a lot of contractors and it's hard to get contractors. You want to be at that stage where all that stuff is done so you can go ahead and, you know, hang your sheetrock or hang your paint, whatever you're putting on, wood on the walls, tongue and groove or whatever. I like the 75% the best is because my electrical's done, my plugs are all in, my plumbing is all there, my spray, my insulation, everything is done. Everything is sealed, everything is ready to go.
Absolutely. So at that point, you only have to hang walls, kitchen, and bathrooms, correct?
Which is one of the easiest things to do.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I'll say this. I've seen this on shells, and I feel like we should put like a disclaimer. If you really need a shell, we will sell you a shell. But people do underestimate. Now, if you're an investor, it probably means you have a lot of general contracting experience. 100%. You can get that done. But for that person buying one or two shells, I'll tell you this. People severely underestimate how hard it is to finish out a shell.
100%.
How much work. Now, here's the thing. We're all busy, correct? Even if you have a 9-to-5 job and then you have to tend to kids, have to tend to your wife and husband. I mean, by the end of the day, you're settling down at 7:30. You're going to sleep at 10 o'clock. You're only going to work on the shell an hour or two a day, maybe, or like you go hard early on weekends or only work on it on a Saturday and Sunday. It really is a very demanding job to finish out a shell. And that's what I love about us is we take that work away from you because we have licensed plumbers, licensed electricians, professional framers, professional everything, basically, getting this done for you in a timely manner. So a lot of people talk about the most important commodity being money, but we really know that the most important thing in life is actually time that you don't get back.
100%.
So that's why 75% finish is my favorite one. I would recommend it to everybody if, now this is a big if, if you want to do some hands-on work.
Yeah.
That's it. But if you don't, what would you recommend? What is our 100% turnkey option?
So 100% turnkey is your flooring is done, your cabinets are put in, granite countertops, quartz countertops, whichever you choose, your bathroom's all done. It basically comes like it's, you can literally
move furniture.
Yeah, move furniture in the next day. As long as you know, hook up your electric and hook up your plumbing, hook up your water, and within a week, within 2 weeks, you are connected and you're ready to go. Honestly, I remember one of our customers, they were hooked up and ready like the next day.
Yeah.
The next day they were ready. They were already so moved excited. In, furniture was in and everything. They were super excited.
And you want to know, I'm so glad you brought that up because I want to talk about that relationship that we're building with our customers. I remember we were hunting on his land, hog hunting, shooting his guns, having some steaks, meeting his family. Look, we're making this a personable experience.
Mm-hmm.
We genuinely care about you, and we genuinely care about taking care of your needs.
100%.
Now, I think that's so special because when a lot of the time when we go shop for something, have you noticed we always go into a shop like with our guard up? Like, dang, they're trying to get me. They're trying to, like, if you walk into a car dealership, you're very cutthroat at the car dealership. You're like, I wanted this for $36,000 or not, or then I'm leaving. The reason we're like that is because we always feel like someone wants to get one above us, right? And that's what I love about Saddlebrook, Kyler. I don't know if you've noticed it. When people walk in, they feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And tell me, how were you able to develop such a culture where people feel safe? They feel okay talking about what they really want and they feel heard?
Yeah, I think I would go back to number one is creating core values. And that number one core value is Christ-centered. And then when you put Christ around every decision that you make, and when you build a culture around Christ and to advance his kingdom and to build a business that doesn't only care about, you know, building a lot of homes, that just building, you know, making a lot of money, it's about the people. How do we make it more about the people? And when you build that business and when people come in, it's that generosity that, you know, that fills the room and that peace. And, you know, it goes back to everything of, you know, God created us, God created everything and God owns everything. And when you can have a business that values principles around Christ, you can build a business that brings peace and profits. And that's what we want to to bring to every customer, every person, every individual that is even watching this. We want to bring you that sense of peace and understanding of purpose. That, you know, if you don't buy from us, or if you're, you know, it's to give you this education, but to create a company like this that shows other companies that this is the way to do business. This is just the way to take care of the people inside the business, because when you take care of the people inside the business, you take care of everyone else that comes inside the business. So I always go back to number one, Christ-centered, keep God in your life, keep him surrounded, and make him number one. Make him the number one thing. And when you keep that number one, you will always make decisions that are, you know, that are going to advance his kingdom.
Absolutely. And I love that you said that. Here's the thing. It's hard to save money in this economy. Mm-hmm. And when people do have money saved, they want to spend it wisely. Mm-hmm. And I love that you mentioned our core values, because I recently had a situation where one of my customers recently became widowed. And this is a dream that they have talked about with their husband forever. Downsizing to a tiny home, making it cute, making it like almost like Pinterest-y, 100%. You know what I mean?
Bless you.
And I love that when she came in, she immediately felt safe and she didn't feel pressured into going into something that she didn't feel ready for.
Yep.
So she had everything available. She had her money. She had her land. She had the layout she wanted. Mm-hmm. But what she didn't have is the clarity if this is the way she wants to go alone. Mm-hmm. You know, and just catching up with her a month after, 2 weeks after, a month and a half after, just constantly just checking up on her, I see the gratitude she feels that I'm just genuinely there for her. Like, hey, can I give you a word of encouragement today? Like, hey, if this is something you can do, you know, I'm here for you. And she says, like, dude, I spoke about this with my husband. And now my husband's not here no more.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do this alone. And a lot of our customers kind of have similar stories. 100%. You know, we recently had someone that couldn't see their tiny home be built out from beginning to end. It's just life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just life. But the gratitude that their kids felt to us was just insane. Would you mm-hmm. agree? Mm-hmm. Because we're genuinely caring. We're looking out for your best interests.
Yep.
Okay. We can't help everybody.
All right.
But the people we can help, I'm going to help the heck out of you.
Yep.
I am going to out help everybody.
Yeah. And that's what Jesus would have done.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I think it goes back to, you know, I wish every company would, you know, have that, the values, and to keep themselves around Christ and to build a business that's kingdom, you know, kingdom based,
yeah,
and to, you know, love their people and to love their customers and, you know, the customers that we have, the dreams that we, you know, make come true. We got an amazing podcast that's about to drop with one of our amazing customers that have an amazing story, and I can't wait for the audience to see her story. But it's just amazing when God gives you an opportunity to change people's lives, he changes yours first so you can help others. And then there's Absolutely. A quote by Jim Rohn that says, let me help you and then you help me. But he said, switch that around and says, let me help me for you so you can help you for me.
Yeah.
Right? That's awesome. That's what we're doing, is to educate ourselves as much as we can so we can
help others.
We can help others, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And in the most unselfish way, like they say, the best way to help someone is to put the oxygen mask first. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't help myself, how can I help you? And I love that you mentioned that podcast. I cannot wait for you guys to see it.
Yeah.
She gets so emotional.
Yeah.
Just a sneak peek. She gets highly emotional.
Yeah.
Because this meant the world to her. And I wouldn't want it any other way than for her to come to us. Because what I've noticed is that there are companies, I'm not to say the companies, but there have been experiences where someone is just trying to get a check. Someone is just trying to sell them something that they don't really even need.
100%.
How crazy is that?
Yep.
Walking into somewhere, telling someone, hey, I need this, and they offer you something else.
100%.
We don't do that here. You know what I mean? And that's what I love. She got super emotional, just a sneak peek. We literally changed her life.
Yeah.
And that's her driving factor, man, to keep going at this
building dreams, transforming lives.
Absolutely. And yeah. I love that. Look at that. Saddlebrook, building dreams, transforming lives.
Yeah.
We live it. Like we said, we bleed Saddlebrook because we believe in what we do. And, you know, it's just, it's an emotional topic,
yeah,
but it's super amazing that we're helping people. Like, I'm not going to name drop, guys. You have to stay tuned to the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll tell you that, I mean, we're helping investors reach their dreams.
Yeah.
You know, recently, like, we had a situation. This person has no reason to keep working. He's made it. He's successful, but now he's working for legacy.
Mm-hmm.
He told us his dreams. He told us how many units he wants. He told us his land. And he clearly told us, my wife thinks I'm crazy that I'm doing this. And a lot of you out there might be the same. If you're a workaholic, dude, you have it made in life, and you still want to go on to the next project.
Create a legacy.
Exactly, because he's like, I want to have something built that my grandkids are going to have, that my kids are going to have. Mm-hmm. And we help out with all of that. So, I mean, what do you recommend? Should they come to us? Why should they come to us? And what are we going to offer? What value are we going to add?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think, you know, life is this much.
Yeah.
And we get to live this much. And if you're at the point where you've done the job, you've done, you know, you went on the trips and you did, you know, you got all that, you've gotten to a place where, and I'm speaking to it, like, to someone that wants to create a legacy, that wants to create that generational wealth for their family. Because if I could ask you one question, and it would be, what's the most important thing in your life? What do you want to leave? What do you want to on your gravestone when you leave? Who do you want to be known for? Do you want to be the man that was, or the woman that was, that left the legacy? They left generational wealth for their families. They taught their grandkids how to make investments. They taught their kids how to manage money and to invest in the right things. That would be what I would look at. What does that look like? And then is this something that can fit into your dream? Because what we're doing here is we're bringing your dream together.
Absolutely.
And creating a plan just for you, a custom plan just for you to bring you the most profits, peace and profits and purpose for your family to make a difference, because your family is important to us. And that's the most important, is to bring it all together, make a custom plan and saying, hey, out of the experience, out of the last 10 years that I've known about this, what's the best for you and your family? We're not going to sell you something, or we're not going to give you something that if we don't think that this would work for you and your family. So that's the greatest thing that about us, is we build a custom plan, an investment plan around your goals and dreams, what you want for generational wealth, and then we bring it to life. So that'd be the first thing I would say that we do amazing job at.
Absolutely.
Is to bring your dreams to life, and to really jump on board with your dream, and to support you in every way that we can.
Yeah.
And that's to bring the affordable American dream back to life.
Absolutely. And if I could drop any nugget of gold, we were just at a leadership event this weekend, and it's a big name, very successful man, and he's like, dude, this is going to sound crazy, but dude, let's prepare for death.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you everyone is going to die earlier than they think that they're really going to die.
Right.
And what are we going to, it sounds tough, but it's the truth. What are we going to leave behind? It's super sad, but there's like 99% of the people choose to live their life average, choose to live a life without risks, a very safe life, not a go-getter life. And what that leads to is generational curses, generational poverty.
Lies.
Generational lies. And that's what we're trying to break.
Yep.
Is if you are on the edge of making that jump, if you're on the edge of making that investment, this is not only a tiny home podcast, this is like almost like a life podcast, a financial literacy podcast. Mm-hmm. But on top of it, the best investments that we found, the best investments that have freed up our families, is tiny homes, is real estate. We do sell real estate. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's why I love this. I mean, that's all I have for today. But before we cut it out, seriously, if you're on the edge of making an investment, if you don't know, if you lack guidance, if you lack understanding in this, drop your name, drop your number down below in the comments. Kyler, we're going to get in contact with them, and we're going to take them A through B. Listen, I had a person yesterday. He said, dude, I'm tired of renting apartments. Mm-hmm. Okay? Renting apartments is 100% interest rate. It's money you'll never get back. He said, dude, I don't even care where you get me into. I have some land. Get me into something. Mm-hmm. He wants to make a change. He wants to make a genuine change. He's tired of paying rent. He's tired of making other people rich. He wants to make himself rich. Okay? He wants the equity. When he dies, he wants his wife and his daughter to have something. So if that's you, if you want to make a change in your life, if you want to make a investment in a tiny home and a residence model from 200 square feet to 2,100 square feet, I mean, we can do it all.
Yep.
Okay, so guys.
If nothing changes, nothing changes.
Guys,
submit your comment, submit your info down below. Me or one of our home experts will reach out to you to build your custom floor plan, to build your custom dream. Just for you.
Exactly.
See you on the next.
Hey, listen, before we leave, drop a comment, share the video, like the video if you really liked it, share the video. Guys, subscribe if you can. I mean, we're dropping bangers every single week. Subscribe, turn on your notification bell. This is Chris and Kyler, and we're out.
Let's go.
Peace.
If you enjoyed this video, drop a like. If you have any questions we didn't answer, drop a comment. And guys, tune into next week's episode, where we will continue to educate you about the tiny home industry.